Hey, Erica?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think we're going to be able to do your second date update today.
What? Why's that?
Well, because I don't know what my motivation is.
Oh.
I have no direction. There's a blemish on my nose, and the lighting in this room is f***ing off. The lighting is f***ing terrible in here.
I knew you would be that type of actor. I did.
I can't do it. I just can't. I'm going to go outside for a smoke. I'll be back in 15 minutes, and then we'll try it again.
Let's go to his trailer.
You got it. All right. You figured it out.
Erica wants to call a guy named Alan that she met in her acting class. They went out together. They made tamales. They had a fun time, fun conversation. She said he was funny.
Yeah.
Also added that he had a full head of hair, which she liked a lot. And ever since they went out, he's not calling her back. And also they've seen each other in acting class, and he's been very cold to her, just saying that he's busy and he can't go out again. So she wants to see if she did something wrong. Are you ready to call him?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you worried that this is going to make things more strange?
Whatever. The class will end.
Yeah. We only got a few more weeks, right?
At this point, it's already weird. It can't get weirder.
It'll be a good story.
Okay. I'm going to call him right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Alan there?
Speaking.
Hey, Alan, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a morning radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, Jubal?
Yes, Jubal, from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the show before at all?
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, okay.
Is it on the, it's on the radio?
Yes.
I mostly listen to NPR, sorry.
NPR, I'm not familiar with that rapper.
That would be so badass if NPR was a rapper.
Well, we are a radio show, and we do a segment called The Second Date Update. So you recently went on a date with one of our listeners.
Okay, who was it?
Her name is Erica.
She emailed you.
Yeah, yeah, Erica emailed
us. What did she say?
Well, she emailed us and said that you guys met in acting class, and you got together one night to make tamales. And ever since then, you've kind of been cold to her in the acting class, and you haven't responded to, like, her phone calls or text messages or anything.
Okay. I don't understand why she emailed you.
Well, I guess she says that she's tried to talk to you a little bit, but you've been cold. And when she asked you if you wanted to go out again, you're just like, I'm busy, and then didn't want to talk to her. So she figured we might be able to find something out.
I don't know what you want me to say. It's just, it's not working.
Is there a specific reason?
Well, yes and no, but I don't really see why I'm going to talk to you about it.
Well, because you're not telling her. Like, you have to understand from her perspective, it's awkward for her to be in a class every day with a guy who obviously doesn't want to go out with you, and you have no idea why.
So the best thing for her to do is to email a radio station.
I think so.
No, you get the truth one way or the other.
We do a lot of these second date updates. It works for a lot of people.
Well, I think it says something about her sanity.
Is that it? Do you feel like she's not sane?
No, I'm not saying she's not sane. I'm just choosing to go our separate ways as much as we can, even though we still have to be in that class together, because I think it's going to be better for both of us.
So you're deciding for her what's better for her.
Yeah, what?
Well, I'm deciding what's better for me, and I happen to believe it's got to be better for her.
And what is that?
I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. There's something about her vibe. I don't want to talk about auras and stuff, but there's definitely something about hers that clashes with mine.
God, her vibe only clashes with your vibe.
What?
Only people in an acting class would say something like that.
What do you mean by that?
Look, she'd come over to my house. We made tamales. There was, like, some awkwardness there. I didn't think anything of it. But then the next week in class, we had to do these monologues, right?
Okay.
And when I went up to do mine, I felt off. Like, I couldn't get in the right headspace. I could just feel that my energy was being sucked, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with her.
What?
I don't understand.
You feel like
you're
saying energy was off when you were doing your monologue because of her. How?
It's hard to explain to the layperson, meaning not an actor. I mean, yeah. I don't know what you guys do as, like, radio personalities.
Yeah, no, radio is bottom of the barrel, not much of an art.
We're as lay person as you get.
Like, have you ever taken an acting class?
No.
I have.
I mean, in high school, but I don't think that counts.
I'm not talking about, like, laying on the floor and being ice cream cone stuff. I mean, like, really getting into, like, what's inside of you.
No,
I've never really gotten in touch with what's inside of me.
Thank God.
That's a whole separate problem.
Yeah. Was it something that she did?
It wasn't anything she did. It was just her energy, you know? It's like when I got up to do my monologue, it sucked. And I'm f***ing good, all right? But this girl, something about her, I know it's her. I know it was her. It put me in the wrong space.
So you're blaming her for you not doing a good job on your monologue.
Look, if you don't understand it, it's just because you're not in touch. You know, you said you haven't been inside yourself. Well, maybe you should take a big swim in Lake You, because
in order
to get creative energy, you need to be free to do that.
Okay. Don't you think it's a little unfair to say someone's being ruined your abilities? I mean, it could have been like, what if did you have a stressful week or you had a fight with your mom? I don't know.
If I had a stressful week, I have the tools that I can channel that stress into a brilliant performance.
Oh.
Okay. But she took those tools away from me. I don't know how to tell you that she did, but she did.
That tool thief.
Oh, my God.
She's a tool thief.
Weird.
And that's the reason that you're not calling her back. You feel like you can't be creative with her in your life.
Yeah. Like, I need a muse, and she's not a muse. She's a succubus, and she pulls the energy out of me. Every creative juice that I have was sucked out of me by just her presence.
Oh, my God.
That is intense,
Jeez.
Sir.
Sorry about that.
She didn't feel the same way at all, I don't think.
Well, look, her monologue was not great either, and either she's just a bad actress or I'm affecting her too.
Okay, so wow. You think that just the two of you together, you can't be successful actors because your energy doesn't fit.
Right. Like, I can't practice my craft to the best of my ability if I have a succubus on me.
I can't believe you.
Some people like succubuses, some people don't. I mean, I can't change how you feel. It kind of doesn't make sense to me because I'm not you, but I do know that she's on the other line listening right now and would love to talk to you.
What? Are you seriously?
Yeah. Erica?
Hi.
So she heard everything I just said?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I did.
And do you not agree with it?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
I was thinking like you were dating somebody else. Like, now you think I'm like some voodoo witch or something.
So you think that your monologue was good?
Oh!
I wouldn't say it was the best I ever had, but I can recognize that and not blame it on somebody else.
Well, maybe you're not in touch with yourself enough to know what's affecting you.
Maybe you're a little too pretentious for the class.
I'm pretentious.
Yeah, do you hear yourself speaking right now?
Okay, Erica, explain this to me. All right, look at it all as a whole. The week before in class, my monologue was beautiful. Like, the teacher said it was the best work she'd seen. The next week, after having spent just a little bit of time with you, I'm mixing up Macbeth and Hamlet, and it's all coming out apples and oranges. What other excuse could there be?
I don't know. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep? Honestly, Alan, I don't get it, because you weren't bad. I wasn't bad.
You have completely skewed ideas of what's bad. Bad for me is probably your best day.
Oh.
I don't know why you're being like this. Did we not have a good time? Did we not have fun when you're hanging out?
That's not the point, Erica. Clearly, from a creative perspective and from a professional perspective, we're not good for each other. Our energies clash.
So even if you had fun and liked each other, it's not worth it because it's going to screw up your careers.
It could have been the best date in the world, but it's not worth it to me to continue dating someone that's going to pull my creativity out of my stomach.
Erica, did you?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're kind of being a jerk to her right now.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything on purpose, even if you feel like she sucked your creativity out.
Look, I'm sorry if I said hurtful things, but I think it's best that we don't pursue anything because it's clearly affecting both of us.
I mean, people have bad weeks, but it's an acting class. You get through it, you take notes, and you go to the next class and try to do better.
Maybe you don't understand this. Some of us, like myself, are trained and know how to focus stressful days or bad energies and still be fantastic. You, however, changed all of that for me. One date with you, and I had nothing left.
Oh!
Wow. Sweetie, I'm really sorry, but you really aren't that good. The teacher gives you the most notes for a reason.
No, the teacher gave me notes because the teacher thinks that there's something there that can be improved upon. You didn't get a lot of notes because, you know what? Well, she's never going to get any better.
Wow.
Who knew it could be being so catty in acting class?
It's an act-off.
I know what the answer is going to be here, but I would like to ask the question regardless. Alan, would you like to go on a second date with Erica? We will pay for it.
Obviously not.
And Erica, I'm assuming that you don't want to see Alan again?
Yeah, hell no.
Oh, my gosh. That was
great acting. Well, good. Drop out of the class?
No, I'll be there. You'll see me.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I hope that both of you can channel that awkwardness into great monologues for future classes.
I'll be able to channel all of this energy, including this sour energy that you just put in me, and I'll be able to do great work, and I'm going to book a lot of gigs. Erica, however, is going to be stuck doing nothing, waiting tables, and maybe you can give her a job on your radio station.
Alan, I guarantee you in 10 years, I'm going to be the one who's successful, and you will not.
Oh. Yeah, successful at cashing welfare checks. Good luck.
Whoa! Wow. Whoa! That was below the belt.